This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Wednesday morning. We are inching closer and closer to the World Series. Yankees and Dodgers, you can listen to all of it here on WFAN. We are giving away World Series tickets on Friday on this show and the rest of the shows during the day. So we are getting jacked up and excited for that. I wish I was a little more jacked up and excited for the Knicks this morning, but that performance last night was nothing to get excited about. I am not going to overreact. I'm not going to project that this team can't beat the Celtics. There's about 10 million games to play in the regular season, but that was a little bit disconcerting. You had Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee. Wow. When is this going to get old? Oh, I think it has already. I think it has. So we are rolling on this Wednesday. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know what, G? I am so happy this morning. I look to my right. I got the NHL stat page up, and my hockey team is scoring more goals than anybody else in hockey. So you're not going to wipe the smile off my face today.
I'm trying. Nobody cares about hockey,
Shut
Boomer.
Shut up! My hockey team is playing its ass off, scored 7 goals last night and hit 6 posts. And they could have scored 20 goals last night.
Yeah.
And they are rolling. They're playing great in a huge game Thursday against Florida. Now, as far as the Knicks are concerned, look, the Celtics missed their last 13 three-point attempts last night. They were trying to set a record. At one point, they were 29 of 48 from three.
They tied the record, right?
Yeah, it was such a boring game. I mean, like, there were so many offensive rebounds that the Celtics got and just hoisted up another three. There was no grind. There was no intensity in this game. It was like a shooting exhibition that, you know, 19,000 people showed up to so they could raise their banner and get their rings. I mean, there is a long way to go for the Knicks. The Knicks have more that they have to deal with in terms of getting guys assimilated to the team. There was a point in time there where I was wondering if Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby were actually going to hit a shot.
Yeah.
So they had off nights, and, you know, finally Bridges started, you know, knocking down some buckets. But that last night was a completely unwatchable game.
Yeah, well, I agree. And I think also because we've been watching such intense New York sports now for a month, that seeing that, it just was dead.
I go back to their playoff run. That was just intense.
But that was intense.
This last night was an embarrassment, and actually. It was so boring and just so like, let me just take three-pointers. Let me just halfway run down the court, take another three-pointer. I mean, it was ridiculous. Now, good for the Celtics, for them, because they obviously shot really well, but they just kept getting offensive rebounds that were coming way out, and, you know, the Knicks were out of position a couple of times. I got to wait. I got to see 25 games.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, hopefully everybody settles down and, you know, the Knicks come back and they win their home opener against the Pacers. Maybe that will be a little bit more intense than last night's game was.
Well, I mean, if they weren't awake and ready for the season, then last night better have been a smelling salt for them, because that felt like they were going through the motions and having another preseason game. And Tibbs, after the game, is like, well, you know, mathematically, we can't win that game because of all the threes that they hit. Well, I mean, you can play better defense.
Well, but I got to say, I mean, like, a couple times.
Could get some rebounds.
Yeah, but they were out of position because sometimes those long rebounds, you know, they go to
They still hit 29 threes, none of them were long rebounds.
That was ridiculous last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Kevin Harlan was going to, you know, he was dying there at the end, him and Reggie Miller. And finally, the Celtics just dribbled it out, and Reggie was like, I'm good with this, man.
Yeah,
I'm
well, yeah.
With this. They don't need the record. They just hammer the crap out of their, essentially, hammer the crap out of their biggest rivals. So, it was not a bing-bong night, as they say, for the Knicks. And it's going to take a while for them to all figure it out, but It was Boston's night from a basketball standpoint and a team that has been together. And they kept talking about it last night, how these guys got snubbed on the Olympic team.
I'm so tired of hearing that.
But dude, like, I know, but it's a thing. It's a thing.
Okay, great. For them, so what? So that's going to fuel them to win a championship again? They already won a championship last year. Like, well, like, who, like it's over. These guys are still hung up on that nonsense?
Jeez, man, it's like cheese the rats, baby.
Cheese the rats?
I'm just telling you, man. It's all about, you know, the edge. You got to bring an edge into the season. And I do believe that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum do have an edge. And they're going to try to make a point this year. I really do. I'm sorry, but I do.
Okay. Well,
you know how I see these things, just like I saw the Yankees in a World Series.
Right. Yep. Well, I mean, they did win the NBA championship last year. So
yeah, well, they may win it again this year. But
it's not like there would be some sort of shock if they made it back and won again.
Assuming somebody doesn't twist an ankle or something like that. Yeah. I mean, they got great shooters. And I'll tell you, the one guy that really, really was impressive last night for the Knicks was Deuce McBride.
Yeah.
He was impressive, boy. I'll tell you what, he was throwing up threes.
Well, they're going to need him to. They're going to need him to make them because, of course, Dante DiVincenzo's presence not being there any longer and all the big threes that he hit. There's going to be more opportunities for someone like Deuce McBride. So, yeah, that was good to see. You want your silver lining spot? There's your silver lining spot.
I'm just telling you right now, I mean, they got to take away the three-point shot.
Oh, God.
They do.
They're not
it's just
do
you know why it's like taking away the red line right. in hockey. Mm. You know, it just makes the game so boring.
Well, in a game like that, yeah, for sure. But not every game is like that.
That game was like so flat last night.
Yeah. Well, let's keep talking about it then.
Well, I mean, I just
I mean, I don't know, like it sucked. I don't got anything else to say about it. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked.
I wish the guys could fight on the court.
Okay,
that's what I wish.
So this game was so boring to you that you want to get rid of the 3-point line and then legalize fighting in the NBA?
Well, because when I turned over back to the Ranger game, you know, of course Jacob Trouba lays somebody out, and then somebody's got to fight him.
Right.
I mean, so it's the same thing. Here we go. I mean, the intensity's there. The Rangers are serious. They're focused, and they're fighting already. And, you know, that shows you something. It shows you there's a little heart and fire in the team.
Listen, man.
What?
These regular seasons are marathons.
You know what, regular seasons are?
We're never going to remember what happened
That's not true.
Last night.
That's not true.
I'll ask you. I'll test you.
It's not true.
I will test you.
I could go back and look at the Met schedule, and I could say, I remember that game. You and I were at that game, and we could talk about the story that the Mets and the Yankees have written through this 2024 season has been amazing.
This is not.
And
last
this is
night
exactly,
will not be a part of the story.
This is what hopefully the Knicks and the Rangers are going to do. They're going to create a nice story for us.
It's not even Halloween. And these just so far to go. I just can't.
Why,
I cannot react to
this?
Any of it.
Why are you doing this?
Because it's the truth,
man. I mean,
truth,
you have
man.
To react. We're a
it's
sports
not,
talk
I know,
program,
but it's like there's
you're
nothing
supposed
to say
to react
about
to
last
that.
Night. It's just we nothing just else
it.
To say.
We just said it.
I know, but there's 7 minutes to go to the break. What else do you want to do?
We keep talking
about how the game sucked.
I would just say that, no, what I'm trying to explain to you, if you just back off for one second.
I mean, I just don't understand.
You are, it's about writing a story, and it's about living the journey and being a fan of a team and going on a journey. So we went on a journey
there was
with
nothing
the Mets.
About last night
and I remember when the Mets opened, they were 0-5, and that journey, you were like, I don't want to talk about this. I can't talk about it. It's going to drive me nuts if
but
they're going to suck.
And
if they're not in October baseball, what are we talking about? I'm like, look, dude, we got it. We got to live the dream. We got to live the journey that the team is on.
And I don't care. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing
if you
to
don't
say
care,
about that,
then what
that basketball game last night.
Then?
No, I mean, because, I mean, we do care about things that matter. Last night, there's nothing else to say about that game. There's just
well,
not. This is like a lesson in like sports talk. So you could either, so people who only know how to talk sports will take something out of last night and blow it completely out of proportion.
Well, I haven't done that.
Well, no, I'm saying, right. But what you've done is then just take what the facts were of the boring game and then just talk about that, which also isn't interesting. So, like, I feel like...
Are you saying I'm not interesting?
The game wasn't interesting.
Did you just say I'm not interesting?
No, your take on the game is not interesting.
Well, my take on the game is everybody else's take on the game.
Which is, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you have
boring.
To discuss it. I mean, it was boring,
right,
yes.
But you, like, you, yeah, but let's discuss it in a way, like, in a way that doesn't... I don't know, it just feels like a waste of time.
Okay.
It just feels like a waste of time to me. And I tried to tell you before the show.
If it was a waste of time, then I could have stayed in bed until 11 o'clock and slept in like other people around here doing these days.
Yeah, I mean,
I could have easily done that. I could have said, you know what? I'm not coming in because I'm tired and I stayed up and I watched the game and I have to get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. And I got a lot to say about that.
Say about what?
About, I guess, Evan Roberts taking off. We got a lot to say about that later.
Evan Roberts took off?
I just want to hear it. I want to hear it first, though. I don't have the full information. It's a game of telephone, so I don't want to go.
Oh, okay.
I just got this information.
Where did you get this information now, Mr. Scuttlebutt?
Someone here on the staff heard something.
Here on our staff?
Yes, heard something. So we will get to. I don't want to have a full-blown take on it.
Okay.
Until I hear it all.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you saw the Knick game, so maybe you can have a take on that.
I do, and it was boring, and it doesn't matter.
Okay.
And they got blown out, and we'll never remember it. That's my take.
All right. What do you think about...
That's my take.
Who's under the most pressure going into the World Series? Which player...
Aaron Judge, 110%.
Okay. Not Gerrit Cole?
No.
Okay.
It's Aaron Judge.
By the way, when you look at all of Aaron Judge's numbers and you compare them to all of Shohei Ohtani's numbers...
Yeah.
He's got better numbers.
Aaron Judge, you're saying better numbers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, of course. I mean, when Ohtani...
His slug and his OBP, that's on base percentage, is higher.
Yep.
He's got more RBIs and more home runs.
I know. But
he plays center field.
He does play center field. And when Ohtani pitches again next year, if he's a great pitcher, then obviously that separates him, but he didn't pitch this year.
I think Ohtani went to the National League to get away from Aaron Judge.
Maybe. I mean, this is like, you're going to go from, you could go from, you know, Don Mattingly to Derek Jeter in this World Series for Aaron Judge. You know, you can go from the guy that was, you know, just every fan favorite, great regular seasons, really didn't get to do much in the postseason to like an all-time legend by carrying this team and beating the Dodgers in the World Series. And he knows it. I mean, he said it before the postseason. He was like, man, it's like, if we don't win the World Series to get to the World Series, it's on me.
Well, wait a minute. You just said two things here.
Yeah.
If we don't win to the World, if we don't win the World Series or get to the World Series, which
I think he said both, actually. He referenced both of them and at least get to the World Series. So, you know, he wants to win it, so he probably said win it too.
Well, I would say that, you know, if he would have listened to me in August, he would have known he was going to the World Series.
Yeah, no, of course. And he might have. He might have listened to you. But he's someone that, you know, as great as he is, like off the field and the things that he says and how calm he is, he definitely feels pressure, like, and it gets to him. He just doesn't show it outwardly because there's been so many examples of him, like when he was chasing 62 and he got all, you know, messed up there for a couple of weeks and couldn't hit that home run. And you saw the relief on his face, all these postseason at bats. So there's no doubt that he's put a lot of pressure on himself and he doesn't really come through in those situations, but he's been slowly breaking out of it, and he also has guys around him who are just unbelievable,
right?
You know, in Soto and Stanton and what they've done in the postseason.
I'm assuming that there's a person listening this morning that I ran into yesterday at the gas station.
Oh yeah,
Yankee fan, huge Yankee fan, and he recognized me pumping my own gas. Number one, he said, "You pump your own gas?" I said, "Yeah, I pump my own gas. Of course I pump my own gas."
Why wouldn't you?
Well, sometimes you can go to gas stations where they pump it for you.
Yeah, but what?
But sometimes most gas stations, 99% of them, you know, you have to pump the gas yourself.
I know.
I don't. Maybe the guy thought I had somebody in the back seat that would get out and pump the gas for me. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
So this person says to me, "I loved your take on the Yankees all summer long. You're the one that kept me, you know, grounded. You made me understand how great this organization and team was." And I said, "You know, that's really nice of you. Thank you." I said, because I've been getting badgered by some of our Yankee callers thinking that I'm making fun of them because it was a cakewalk and it had something to do with the fact that the Mets lost, which I've been able to divorce myself from, you know, the Mets when I'm talking about the Yankees. I do not have a negative take on the Yankees because of my unabashed love for the Mets. You know what I'm saying? Like, some guys around here can't do that. I can do that. I've always done that.
Yeah, you know, this season, and I've done it for since I've been here, sitting next to you.
So thank you to that guy.
Do you remember his name?
Made me feel good. No, I didn't
give him a shout out.
No, he didn't have a name tag on.
No, but sometimes you, like, I always ask, hey, what's your name? Someone says, hey, I love the show. I go, what's your name? And they go, Tim. And I say, oh, nice to meet you, Tim. You know, it feels more personal.
I just got one of these. Boomer?
Yeah, you're pumping your own gas.
You're pumping your own gas? Yeah, I said, like, I don't have an assistant in the back seat coming, you know, that's going to, you know, pump my gas.
I think maybe you should.
Wipe my windows.
You know, I think you should. That would be great.
Right.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Just to have them there no matter what. You know, you can throw garbage back there. They'll take it. They'll throw it out for you.
That's it. I throw my garbage out into the garbage cans just like everybody else does. One piece of garbage at a time.
You know, it's funny because people think that one of my favorite things that people think I do is have a driver to work. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, Mike had a driver.
Well, I know. But like,
but you're in the power chair.
That's a different situation. You know what I'm saying?
Why is that a different situation?
That's when radio made money back in the day, and the host got paid. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, Howard Stern used to get a driver from Long Island.
Howard Stern used to get a driver.
Oh, right, exactly. Okay. I mean, it's like the same thing. Like when voicemail systems were making people money. Like it's just different. You know, it's just the world goes on. He made a ton of money, and then the business changed, and now I'm here picking up the scraps. So I don't have a driver.
All right, no, you don't have a driver, but you do live in Sable.
I do live in Sable, the friendliest town in America.
Exactly. By the way, did you go to the Port Louis last night?
Oh, no. No, I actually went to a Michael Murphy Navy SEAL Museum fundraiser at Sable Inn.
Sable Inn. There you go. Okay.
So I stopped there, but I was only there for a little bit, you know, made a donation, talked to some people because I was tired and I want to get back and watch everything and settle in. So, but yeah, it was great. It was that Navy SEAL Museum's right there in West Sayville. So if you're on Long Island and you want to see it and the whole Michael Murphy story and the Lone Survivor movie and his Patrick Medford guy and everything, his father, Dan, still lives in Sayville. So it's a really, really cool thing. And honestly, you know, if you want to teach your kids and give them some perspective on stuff, if they're of that age, it's a perfect place. It really is awesome. And it's right there in Sable. So anyway, okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So you want to play this audio now, correct? That we have not heard yet.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to do this now with Jerry in here.
Because I think it's fair for all five of us.
Yeah.
Meaning you and me and the staff, I guess. And I want to hear the staff's take on this.
The help.
Yeah.
All right. So
I didn't call you guys the staff.
No. We were also joking that somebody, you know, that Boomer has someone in the back seat of his truck to pump the gas and all that thing. So
yes.
Maybe that's something Jerry can do.
All right.
On his free time, just hang around the back of the Raptor, pump the gas. All right. So
probably can't make it.
So Al,
I have an issue with you, but we'll get to that later.
Al tells me that he heard Evan was off yesterday, and the explanation that they gave was that, you know, he'd been doing too many Rico Bronias and this whole thing.
I mean, he's a sports talk host for this radio station. That Rico Bronia thing he does on his own, right?
So I'm like, but that can't be right, right? Like, can't be true. So
I was wondering where he was yesterday. I'm sorry, after we got done playing golf, I turned on the radio thinking I'm going to get a little Tiki and Evan, or Evan and Tiki, however they do it. And then I got Marash.
So I'm like, let me hear how they explain this. So we went back to the beginning of the show to hear how they explained Evan being out so we can all sort of process this and get our opinion on it. So let's hear it.
And just it starts out that's from the very beginning of the show, which was pretty brief. And then I picked it up at Al's suggestion when they came back from their first break.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Evan, the Mets might have killed Evan. He's down for the count, sick today after attending a couple games last weekend and reporting a million RICOs. We hope to have him back tomorrow. Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Evan under the weather today. So who knows? You probably won't get another emergency RICO Bronya tonight. It's Sean Morash, Tiki Barber, Tommy, Alex with us along the way as well.
He didn't want to have to deal with the only Yankee talk today.
Oh, you think that's what happened?
Yeah, because the Mets are effectively done. Out. We'll talk about what the 7 line wants to do at some point. But the Met talk is done until David Stern speaks tomorrow.
Yeah.
So he knew he had to. Yeah, look, let Sean and Tiki talk about the Yankees and the Giants. I'll take a sick day.
I'm a baby. All right. So I'm hearing this like he is out because he's worn out from all the late nights and the games and the RICOs. That's what they're presenting to us, right?
All right, so that is your take on it.
That's what it sounds like they're telling me.
All right, fine. I'm not. Don't yell at me. No, I'm just saying that's your take.
Yeah.
All right, now is there more to it or no?
That's all I've gotten to. I don't know if it was a theme throughout the show.
All right, Al, how do you hear this? You're a radio lifer.
Well,
I'm the one
who heard it initially. I was in my car at 2 o'clock.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, huh, that sounded like Evan was doing too many RICO podcasts and going to Mets games. And I was like, I'll take a day off. It's not a lot going on.
Okay. Eddie?
Well, first off, the RICO is part of the company that makes some money for the company. And I kind of feel about this the way Gio feels about your Knicks take.
That what?
It's nothing there. It's like, you know.
Well, hold on. You don't think you... Whoa.
Yeah, you know where
I'm going with this, Jerry. You are the guy for decades that used to tell us that we had labia if we did not come into work.
That's correct. Oh, I still...
Being legitimately sick.
Right.
So the lead guy on the afternoon show decides that he's worn out.
Different conversation.
Well, this is the conversation we're having.
I think it's terrible that he wasn't here if he's just a little tired. But that's awful.
I think what he's saying is I don't think the excuse he gave was he was worn out. I think it was them having fun at his expense.
So you think he's legitimately sick?
Well, or tired, which is terrible.
Wait. Tired?
Well, tired's not
tired?
Sick. Tired's not sick.
You're saying that that's a legit excuse for the afternoon guy
I am not
to miss his show because he's tired.
I am not saying that. I'm just saying their reaction to it is meh. But the fact if he was just tired and needed a break, that's terrible and lame.
That's what they're making it sound like.
Yes.
No, yeah. The reason we're playing this is to try to hear how they're presenting why he's out, not because what they were saying was something special. It's more just I want to hear how they, because if they're basically telling us that he was working too hard and now he needs a day off.
Or, which they maybe didn't say on the air, could have been a voice thing.
Now I got to find out. I'll text somebody because that.
Well, if the guy is sick, we understand that. That's a different story. But the way they're presenting it,
he was just worn out.
He was going to Met games. He was doing a Rico Bronya podcast and decided to take a day off. Now, there is somebody around here, I think, who does handle scheduling. Is that right, Al?
Yes.
Yes.
Who is that?
David.
David
Marinick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the guy that sits in the back there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy.
I mean, is he like in charge? Is that the brand ambassadors area?
He seems to be in charge of the scheduling. Like, I'm on those emails that say so-and-so is out today, so-and-so is filling in.
Right, and if Evan's out, this guy's got to move here, this guy's got to move there, that sort of thing.
All right, so did you see any of this on the scheduling emails?
I did see Evan is out, Morash is in.
Okay.
So I do see movement sometimes in that afternoon show.
A lot of movement?
It seems to me more movement than the morning show, for sure.
Yeah,
guys in, guys out.
Right, Tiki's got to go do the football, so he's over here.
Well, that's legit. I mean, he does do games for CBS, so sometimes he has to leave on Friday if he has a West Coast game or something.
That's not Odyssey. That's a different company, but whatever.
All right. Well, I'm going to text the brand ambassador, and I'm going to hopefully get a truthful answer from him.
Yeah. So, Jerry, what do you think? I didn't get your pick.
I thought that he called out sick and they were having fun at his expense.
Okay.
But you can interpret it the other way, too, that he is like, even they, maybe you said a voice issue or he said.
No, I didn't say that.
That could be it, too. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I know we all get that. I mean, he has been talking a lot and getting up late at night and doing these Rico Bronya podcasts. So if he does a Rico Bronya, so let's say at 12:30 at night.
Sure.
What time does he have? I guess he's got kids, so he's probably gets up early in the morning with the kids.
Okay,
right?
you're talking to the wrong people.
Right.
I don't want to hear about fatigue.
Right, exactly.
And by the way,
the sun don't shine.
I don't want to take that and shove it where the sun don't shine.
All right. So, okay, now we're getting to the nuts and bolts of this whole thing.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, and there's been so many of these days where the games are ending at 11:30. We got to get up. We got to do the show. You figure out a way it works. I'll nap in the afternoon. And Evan's got his in-laws living in the house with him. He's got to say, listen, I got to sleep till 11 a.m. today. And then I'm going to go into work. So deal with the kids. Get them off to school. I'm snoozing. Because the only reason you're living in here is because of my ass. That's what I would say.
All right, you want him to put his foot down with his family.
Yes.
Okay, I'll remember that.
And not for nothing. Even if he was up till 2 a.m. and had to get up at 7 o'clock with the kids. Normal night for us.
Yeah, right.
Sounds kind of lovely.
Well, you know, we are special.
We're stupid.
Yes.
We are.
We're a special kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all going to be like Fernando Valenzuela. Wake up.
Do you have to say that? I was sad when I saw that.
Yeah.
I guess he was sick, right?
Yeah. So he was 63, right?
Yes.
And how old are you, Boomer?
63.
So Evan is on medication.
He's on medication.
Well, we know that.
Like psychological medication.
More medication.
He got a chest X-ray.
He's got pneumonia, like Debo Samuel.
Maybe.
Well, I will say this: that if he has pneumonia because he's up doing Rico Bronya podcast. And going to Met games.
Well, he's got to do that Rico Bronya podcast because where else could you hear him talk about the Mets?
Oh, I don't know.
Can't skip a Rico.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not like he has like 4 hours in a day about it.
One of the top performing pods in the company. It's up, I think, top three.
Yeah. Best complexion in a leper colony spot.
Agreed, but still.
What are we...
Jesus.
What are we talking about here?
All right, so there is, I feel like...
Alan Jerry's postgame also on that list.
Right, that's Alan true. Jerry's postgame is
We're on higher than Rico.
Yes, we are.
Are you guys higher than Rico?
Well, he just usually, said they were the best performing. You just said that Evans is...
One of. One who kicks ass is the Valenti pod.
Yeah, the better... Cash the Ticket.
Yep.
It's been popular for a very long time. Yeah, he was doing that gambling space stuff. He was like on the cutting edge of that and done really well with his co-host there. So, okay.
All right. So we have to get to the bottom of this. He is on some sort of medication.
Right.
Was he taking antibiotics?
St. Joseph's aspirin.
Wow.
Flintstones aspirin.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Man, I hope he doesn't die now because that would suck.
Well, it would suck more for, it would make us look bad than, you know, I would be upset about that.
I mean, you think he came down with the COVID?
Nah.
It's on the table. It is still out there.
Of course it's still out there.
All right, Jerry.
Our wonderful governor just reminded us to get our vaccines.
I did.
Good. Great.
What, high risk.
Right. I'm sure Gunner gets it, yeah.
That's for him to talk about, not me.
Okay.
It's his medical life. If he wants to talk about it, he can talk about it. I can't talk about it.
Yeah, we call Eddie high-risk Scazzeri now. Wait, no, comorbidity Scazzeri now. Okay. That's what we call him. He's got to take care of himself.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my favorite things during that whole COVID stuff is like, you know, we got a guy there in Eddie who's, you know, very sick and could die at any moment if he gets COVID because he's got diabetes. Remember, you would do that every day. We got to protect Eddie because he's one of those guys that could die.
Yeah,
and Eddie's just sitting there like,
Eddie could die, but Eddie came to work, unlike Evan.
Good point.
The entire time.
Didn't miss one day, Eddie.
All right. Let's
proud of that, right?
You know what we're going to do?
Yes,
we're going to save Jerry to the next segment and take a call here. Is that okay?
Sure.
Well, you can tell us what it would have been sponsored by.
No, I'll come back. That's fine.
All right.
If you want to do a quick one here, we could do that too. It's fine.
Whatever you want. I just got to get through Rex Ryan. I got a lot to edit.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's Ray in Manahawkin. What's going on, Ray?
Yo, what's up, guys? What's going on? Good morning. I know Jerry has to get to his update. I just got to vent. I just have to vent, man. Evan Roberts not showing up to work. I listen to the station all day. I work outside. I have a solid 2-hour commute every morning from South Jersey to North Jersey, all the way up here in Paramus. Literally peak season where I'm driving and I'm just picking up dead deer carcasses all day. I think what I'm going to do, and this guy's working an afternoon show, and he can't even show up to work in time. He's got to make excuses. He's too tired. You know what I'm going to do next week? If your brand ambassador doesn't mind, I'm just going to come. I'm going to go to Evan Roberts' house, pick him up at work, and he's going to come pick up deer carcasses with me at 6 in the morning next week. Thank you, gentlemen.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be perfect. Yeah. You know?
Now, look, if he's sick, I mean, I can't get on him if he's sick.
Yeah, remember when I came to work with the neurovirus? Probably not smart, but I still came in here. I was like, you know, I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, and you threw up in the garbage pail right in here, and the whole place stunk.
Yeah, but no. I took the garbage pail out of here.
You did.
And I didn't get anybody sick. But the point was, you know.
You got in the car, showed up, you puked, and you left.
Yeah, and I wanted to stay. I did. But felt bad. I didn't want to infect you guys. Vinny on Staten Island. What's going on, Vinny?
Hey, just about Evan. The Monday show, I was watching on SNY, and that guy was coughing throughout the whole show. Now, I don't know if that led to something worse, but it would look like a precursor of getting sick. I'm not sure if he really has something bad, but he was coughing throughout that show.
Yeah.
Just to let you guys know. Okay. I don't know if you were watching it or listening to it.
No.
No, I did not see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he was.
All right.
Well, he definitely was. This is not made up. I'm just trying to defend him because he's obviously not there.
And by the way, we are reacting to the way that they opened their show yesterday. You have to remember that.
Right. They're also implying that if he is sick, the reason he's sick is because he was working too hard.
Yeah.
Staying up and doing all these
and
things.
Going to games, you know, the scoring the games and everything else. That takes a lot out of you.
It's been cold at those games, too. October.
Yeah, true. You catch that cold. All right. quick break, and then we'll get back.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, we pushed Jerry's update back a little bit here, so let's get right to him. He's got some good sound from last night. What's up, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We are also brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. And back to the games briefly here with the Knicks and the Celtics opening up your NBA season.
Round three. For threes in a game in any part of the season, 29 in 2020 by Milwaukee. Boston is on their way. Biggest lead tonight. Raining threes for the Celtics.
Yeah, they were. At that point, it was 99-70.
That Bing bong!
Yeah, going back and looking at the highlights like we are right here, I mean, how boring is that?
I agree.
I mean, it's just
awful.
And that's an awful product, and mm-hmm. That's one of your best teams, two of your best teams.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more.
They better have like maybe one or two of these the rest of the year because that just was putrid. If that happened in the middle of the season last year, it would have been shocking to us because of how they played.
Yeah, and I said to Al, 95 shot attempts for Boston, 61 came from three-point range.
Yeah, I know, and they missed their last 13 because they were trying to
get
the record for makes, but they missed their last. And they just kept getting offensive rebounds and just chucking up threes.
Yeah, and here was Tom Thibodeau, defense poor.
It's not like one guy. Obviously, we have to do a lot better, so you know, we'll look at the film and look at the adjustments that we need to make.
Jason Tatum, 37 points. He had some night, 14 of 18, and 10 assists. And Jaylen Brown, 23 points. And so with that, the Knicks will play their home opener Friday night against Indiana. You also had the Lakers beat the T-Wolves last night, 110-103. Anthony Davis, 36. You had LeBron, 16 points. Yes, he did play a couple of minutes with his son, which was neat. Julius Randle in his T-Wolves debut, 5 of 10 shooting, 16 points. Dante DiVincenzo, 10 points on 3 of 11 shooting as the Lakers beat Minnesota last night. From the NFL, Aaron Rodgers on the McAfee Show Tuesday. Some of these clips are a little long. This is how McAfee did open things.
The internet's going to get you. You know, you are a meme machine. Every time you're on TV, something comes of it. We'll obviously talk about the game and everything that happened during it, but there's a clip.
I've already been alerted to this, and actually in the moment I was thinking, man, I hope the camera's not on me right now.
He said you ate your boogers.
Yep. So,
it's gross.
Digging for gold.
It's gross.
He said you ate your, your boogers.
He goes on. He goes on to say it didn't and does not happen.
As far as the boogers goes, I've actually never eaten my boogers. That's one thing I'm very proud of.
That was your first time on TV?
Not one time? What about as a child? Had to happen.
Oh,
boy. Had to happen.
No, I honestly haven't.
It's the first. Honestly, I've never heard that question ever asked to somebody, especially an NFL starting quarterback, but it had to be asked.
And future Hall of Famer. That's right.
But it had to be asked.
Yeah, and he led with it, and it was good. They talked about it for a couple minutes. Rodgers did agree. It does look bad.
It's a tough look to try and defend because that video is a little incriminating.
Yeah,
but I can tell you that there needs to be a side view that shows that there wasn't a bug that actually went in the mouth.
Yeah, you know what this reminds me of? It doesn't look good, but I didn't do it. I ain't saying I didn't do it. So there was a time where it was back many years ago where Mike on the air said, Eli throws a lot of bad effing balls. Like, and he just...
On the air.
On the air. So it goes across, right? And Spitz is in... It's a day Chernoff is off, so like Spitz is dealing with everything. And I don't even know if Mike respected Spitz, like, but Spitz is like, So can you pull that for me? So he goes, Mike, bad effing balls. He's like, what? And I didn't say that. He's like, I think you did. So they go back and they play the audio for him. And he goes, man, Eli throws a lot of bad effing balls. And he goes, doesn't sound good, but I didn't say it.
That's the end of it. It's like, okay.
That's funny. I never heard
conversation
that
conversation over.
That was that. Very funny. On the Fan in Dallas, you had Jerry Jones making his weekly appearance. So obviously, one of the first thing they asked him, anything on your mind that you'd like to say?
What do you want to say, if anything, about last week?
I don't have anything to say about last week. I'm happy, though, that I must be tell you I'm surprised that last week got the attention it got.
And then I'll bore you all the clips that I have, but I'll play this one where Jones gets into how many times he's now been asked about the fact that the Cowboys did not sign Derrick Henry, especially now that Henry keeps doing what he's doing week in and week out. So it's 20 seconds. The end is the fun part.
My point is those kinds of questions are pointedly toward putting you on a spot to make a certain kind of answer.
Yeah.
I've obviously been asked that Derrick Henry question almost every day since we started training camp. And so that's a get-in-your-ass type of question.
Wow. Get-in-your-ass question.
So, yes. Then they went on and talked for a half hour. And
you know what? Just from my perspective, I don't think Derrick Henry would be doing with the Cowboys what he's doing with the Ravens. He's doing with the Ravens because of what Lamar is capable of doing, too, and how it influences the opposing defenses. Dak does not play football the way Lamar plays football.
He doesn't. The Cowboys have also gotten away from the run game every single week they lose because they're down by 14 points in a blink.
They abandoned a run game. They started throwing like crazy. But I'm just saying, because of Lamar and the way that Lamar plays, it allows Derrick Henry more room, less carries. And it allows Lamar more room and less carries. So they both feed off of each other, and that is basically the DNA of the Ravens. That's not the DNA of Dak Prescott and the offense of the Dallas Cowboys.
World Series between the Yankees and Dodgers begins Friday night in Los Angeles. You got Jack Flaherty starting for L.A. Nestor Cortes hopeful of being on the roster for the Yankees. We know Gerrit Cole will be the starter for Game 1. Here was Cortes, understands the risk coming back maybe a little sooner than he should with the arm.
I think the conversations have been really clear throughout the whole postseason. And we have weighed in the consequences, you know, that this can lead up to. But if I have a ring and then a year off of baseball, so be it.
Okay. So let me ask you a question.
Like
so
that.
This is a this could be a Senga situation, right? Is that
not as bad? Mm. I mean, Cortez was around for majority of the season.
Yeah. So he said, I could possibly win a ring and then miss next season.
Like re-injure himself by coming back early to pitch in the World Series.
He does damage. But it'll be worth it if he wins the World Series. Of course, you could not win the World Series and miss all next year. That would suck.
But if he is a part of the pitching staff, how many times do you think you'd see him? Maybe once or twice, maybe for
how
an inning?
How are you using him?
Yeah, I mean, are you using him in mop-up duty to save your other arms? Or are you using him in a third inning to try to keep a game close because your starter pooped the bed? Like, it sort of depends.
Yeah, you don't know.
It's circumstantial. It's situational.
Sad news from baseball surrounding the Dodgers. Fernando Valenzuela, you mentioned this already, passed away at the age of 63. No cause of death given. He did step away from their Spanish broadcasting team right before the playoffs because he wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
So very sad news there. The Rangers beat the Canadiens 7-2. Red Wings over the Islanders 1-0. And the Lightning beat the Devils 8-5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.